You guys know Willis McGahee pretty well from being in Buffalo. Anything different about what he's doing this year with Baltimore?
He's definitely brought some life to that offense. Obviously, they got a lot of young guys, you know, along the line, and you know those guys are led by Jonathan Ogden over there up front, and they got a lot of key guys that possibly can be coming back with Todd Heap and maybe even McNair. So, I mean, they got a lot of weapons: Clayton, Mason, you know, Heap, you know, Willis, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, they got a lot of weapons, and he's brought good contribution to that team.
Does the fact that they have such a very, very good defense and could put some pressure on your offense make a difference about how you guys approach stopping them, knowing the points might be at a premium?
Well, I mean, you know, us as a defense, you know, I play defense, so I really can't control what they do on defense. But, you know, it's always, you know, a personal motive of any defense that's facing a defense like the Ravens. Even though we don't physically face them, you always try to go out there and outcompete the opposing defense. And that's our only goal, is to go out there and do the best we can do against their offense and try to be the best defense on the field that day.
How you guys are playing kind of night games here. Your day-to-day approach changed when you're playing the night game?
It pretty much stays the same. You just got more time on your hand, which can work for you or against you, depending on how you use it, you know. Me personally, it's more time for me to watch film and critique the film in ways that I wasn't able to during the week.
Do you almost feel like you're back home in high school and tech as well, night games? I mean, what was it like? What do you remember back then? How big it was there? And I mean, that was a thing there, right?
That was just high school, man.
But I'm just saying in terms of, you know, preparing to play at night, things like that.
I mean, it's just, you know, it was so long ago, but for now, I mean, it's just something that comes with the territory, you know. You know, right now, I think, you know, the New England Patriots and whoever the opposing team is, people want to see play and go into a contest against. So it just so happens that's the way it is. But as far as the comparison, I think, you know, like I say, only difference is this is just more time on your hands.
Do you take it as a compliment that they want you on prime time
all the time? Well, I mean, I think it's good that somebody want to watch. I'd rather be watched than not want to be watched, you know what I mean? So that's a good thing, you know. But the most important thing is that we could, you know, prepare the way we need to prepare, you know, in order to go out there and, you know, don't go out there and go cold turkey on it, you know, on our fans and ourselves.
Can you tell us about Taiwan's holiday, please?
Well, last year I did the shower to Jock. That was a trademark name I didn't know about, but luckily it was Junior Seau's foundational trademark name. So I just came up with my own name this year, and it's Taiwan Holiday Blitz, and it's basically the same thing. I do a lot of stuff with the Boys and Girls Club, and we chose some kids out of the Boys and Girls Club in Brockton that we'll be meeting up, me and my teammates, on December 11th. And just, you know, bringing them out, having a good time, let them shop around for necessities and things like that, and interact with the players.
You gonna trademark Holiday Blitz?
Mark Holiday? I got a trademark. Ty Warren's
right.
Holiday Blitz, yeah, not Mark.
Is this something important to you to do at this time of year, bring some of the kids out and interact with them?
Oh, yeah, I mean, they definitely, you know, they get off on it, man. They love to be out there interacting with the kids and things like that. So, you know, it's a good thing, and it's good to be able to be in a position.